the September 30th deadline for Congress to complete a fiscal 2015 budget plan is about 4 months away now. Appropriations committees on Capitol Hill working to fix the backlog. Bob Tobias is director of key executive leadership programs at American University, and he is already thinking about the possibility Congress doesn't get that job done, and that we need another continuing resolution and what it means for planning for fiscal 15. Bob, your suggestion that we should start to think about this right now, I think, is timely because in past years, we have kind of waited around and thought, and well, maybe we'll have a CR and maybe we'll have one for this period of time, and it turns out it's shorter or longer or whatever. And so I think it is wise to begin planning now. Is that what you are hearing among the leaders that you talk to in government?
What I'm hearing is it will be another continuing resolution to be managed by the lame duck Congress. And I find it ironic that many of those in Congress who say that the government ought to be run like a business are willing to throw roadblocks in running the government like a business. No business would go for months without a budget and be forced to plan without a budget. And then when the budget is passed, be forced to spend money that they couldn't plan to spend efficiently and effectively. So I think there is some hypocrisy in Congress associated with the constant calls to run the government like a business, but they don't behave in a way that would allow the executive branch to be more efficient and effective.
Are you aware of any work that anybody has done? I imagine it might be somebody like the Government Accountability Office or something like that, to research how much money agencies spend that they shouldn't have to spend because they're not able to plan effectively or coordinate these efforts the way that they should?
I'm not aware of anybody who's done that work. It would be difficult. But every time there are there's anecdotal evidence. I couldn't complete the contract in September. I had to do it the following February, and it cost me 10% more because I had to pay penalties to keep the contract in effect. There are numerous anecdotal examples every time a continuing resolution is in effect. But there's also the tremendous amount of time spent by agencies planning, because during a continuing resolution, when they don't know what it's going to look like, they have to plan for a 3% increase or a 5% cut or a 10% cut or a 15% cut. So the administration is constantly asking them for plans and projections. Congress is constantly asking them for plans and projections. There's a huge amount of time and energy wasted when, if the budget was in place, they would be focusing on the present, not trying to anticipate what might happen.
I know that that data might be hard to collect, but it strikes me that it would be worth it, because I think Congress would find it tremendously instructive in this decision-making process, Bob. It's really easy to wave off anecdotal evidence. Well, that just happened a couple of times, and that's not really the way that it happens for most people. And if we had numbers that Congress would have to look at and say, wow, this agency spent X million dollars that they wouldn't have had to have spent if we would have gotten our act together, that might create two pressure points. It might create pressure points in Congress for members to say, let's get our acts together collectively. And it might create a pressure point among the citizens who are deciding who comes to Congress in the first place to say, you've wasted. Now we know exactly how much money you're responsible for wasting through your inability to get something done.
It would be wonderful. It would be wonderful, and maybe GAO could look at two or three agencies and then extrapolate a total amount based on what they found in two or three agencies. It would be a gift to the public if they did it.
And I hope that someone, either a staffer or a member, is listening to this program to suggest that to, because I just think that would be a very useful data point, not just for Congress, but for the agencies internally to figure out okay, we're going to have to, if this happens again, we're going to have to pull this amount of money and stick it someplace so that we're going to be able to account for this. Given the fact we don't have that in place right now, what do I do as a rank and file leader to at least start to conceptualize a plan in case we're dealing with the CR again this year?
Well, if I'm a leader, I should be starting right now thinking about what are the possibilities. And if I think that it's a possibility that it's that there's going to be a cut in my budget, I have to start thinking about how am I going to do that effectively. Because what we found last time during the sequester, those agencies who had planned far enough in advance did not have furlough days. Those who had their head in the sand had large numbers of furlough days because they thought it wouldn't happen. So those agencies who are thinking about the continuing resolution now are and have several contingencies in mind will be the best able to face whatever occurs.
Now, to be fair, some of that planning didn't happen, especially back in the January deadline that wound up turning into the March deadline. Some of that planning didn't happen because OMB said, well, this is so bad, it could never happen. They would never be that crazy. And then it happened. And I don't know anybody that ever lost money betting on Congress to do something goofy. So to be fair, part of it this time around would be, well, everybody sees this coming. And the deadline is a hard September 30 deadline. And if we get to the middle of September and we've done some planning and it doesn't look like either some or all of the bills are going to be done, then we have reason to accelerate that process and really be ready to go with a plan October 1st in the event that there is a CR, at least for my particular agency.
I would suggest that now's the time to start.
Yeah. And where does that begin? I mean, what are we looking at this point in time? Given that, I mean, the numbers that should come through on a budget deal shouldn't be that different to a continuing different from a continuing resolution, given that the top lines are already set in the BCA.
Well,
I'm sorry, in the BBA. I get all my B acronyms mixed up.
Yes, they are set, but the president asked for more in a lot of agencies, and he asked to redistribute to some agencies. So all of that's up for grabs. So if an agency says, you know, the president asked for the baseline plus 10%, is that something I should be expecting? Or should I be expecting what I got this year? Should I be expecting instead of 10%, 3%? And how am I going to spend it if I get it?
Bob, there's a solution to this, but unfortunately it appears that there's really only one solution, right?
It's plan ahead.
On the congressional side, though.
There's only one solution. Do it when you said you were going to do it.
And there's still hope for that. I mean, it's not completely hopeless. My understanding is that the House will get a lot of its bills out by July. That Senator Reid has reserved a lot of floor time for Senator Mikulski to run markups through to the Senate floor in June and July. So there is still potential here for a fair amount of this to be done. We have National Defense Authorization Act marks on both sides of the Hill. So it at least doesn't seem to be as gummed up as it's been the last several years.
There is always hope. There's always hope.
Keep that glass half full, my friend.
I will.
Great to have you on as always, my friend.
Thanks a lot.